the role of the police is to provide security for citizens and not to injure citizens who are actually enjoying their democratic rights, express themselves against whatever issues that they are fighting against. So we think it is that serious because it's the role of the state, particularly the police, to ensure that citizens are safe and secure and not to harm them.
Mr. Chirumanzu, it seems as if the police are actually clamping down heavily on, protesters. And we still remember the president warned, protesters against staging some of these kind of peaceful marches. So what is your reaction to what Mr. Mahia is saying?
Well, the constitution of Zimbabwe allows the individuals or groups to demonstrate. But, what is shocking, even the responsible authorities, that is in terms of security, the mushrooming of so many organizations that want to protest in the street. And you now wonder where all these organizations are coming from and who is, pushing this agenda of protesting and who is financing all these people all the way from their residential places into the combis or buses or whatever it is to come and demonstrate in Harare. So at the end of the day, behind the scenes, you could see that there is, a hidden hand trying to push a certain agenda, which at the present moment is not very clear. You will find out that, most people who are running their own private businesses, they are being disturbed by the so-called demonstration. It's almost like day in, day out, and we have these demonstrations. And the people are disturbed in their movement. People are injured, and the same applies with the police. So at the end of the day, you could quickly say, there is now war between the security forces and these people who are coming up with so many agendas and demonstrating. And if you try to find out exactly what they are really a demonstrating,
war between the police and the people,
you find that there are so many channels of venting their anger through approaching the relevant authorities and also through the court. But at the end of the day, this is not what is taking place.
Yes, let's go to Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, I think you are hearing Mr. Chirumanzu very clearly here. And he talks about a hidden hand. Are you Western sponsored when you are actually conducting these protests?
The hidden hand is very visible. It's a very visible hidden hand. People are angry. The young people are unemployed. The hand is clear. The people of Zimbabwe have no opportunities. The people of Zimbabwe have lost any opportunities to fend for their families. It is a very clear hand. You cannot look for any other reason other than the fact that people are expressing themselves because of democratic rights, because they don't have any other option. And the only hidden hand that we can talk about is they are yearning for freedom, they are yearning for opportunities in their country. Anyone who talks about any other hidden hand does not live in Zimbabwe. If you live in Zimbabwe, you know that the difficulties that people are facing are forcing them to go to town to march and express themselves.
Mm. So, Mr. Chirumanzu, it is clear that Zimbabwe has got some problems. There are no jobs. That's very true, factually. There are few jobs that are there. And then when you talk about the economy, it's just tanking. So what Mr. Mahia is saying may be 100% true. What is your reaction to that?
At the end of the day, we know if anyone wants to remove the ruling government or the ruling party, there are ways of doing it in a legal manner. Right. For example, I don't see the space for people to go or to assemble, like what Comrade Mahia is saying, taking into the consideration the economy. Where are the councillors, for instance? This is the first port of call. And then from there, you have the MPs because they'll be representing you. So are we seeing the councillors, they fail, the MPs, they fail? Now, at the end of the day, this is why I am saying there is certainly a hidden agenda of which at the present moment I myself cannot pinpoint who is behind all these things. Because it does not make any sense for thousands of people to be organized and be transported to town. Take into consideration that one does not have a sense to move into this. So at the end of the day, you find that this is a well-organized thing of which I wanted to assume that the relevant authorities, like people in the security sector, will know all the details. And I'm sure they are in a position to deal with it.
Right. So can we have your last word, Mr. Mahia?
We want a peaceful Zimbabwe. And citizens only remain peaceful and off the streets when they are in industries and working and they have opportunities. What's taking the youth of Zimbabwe and the ordinary people of Zimbabwe to the streets is because they are desperate. They want to express themselves to the government. And they are doing that legally because the constitution provides so. So with the police should not be brutal. The police should make sure that they handle these cases with a concern for the rights of the citizens, because they're expressing their rights legally as is provided for by in the Constitution.